Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I am Lippo.
And I am Big JD.
You certainly are. How are you doing today, Big JD?
I'm doing okay.
On this fine Thursday morning?
It is fine.
On CJAM Radio.
That's right.
Are we redefining radio?
We've redefined that a long time ago.
Is there anybody else like us?
We should get a new slogan, maybe, because we've already redefined radio. No, it's a cool slogan, though, I think. Redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. I like that.
Absolutely.
Is there anybody what than us?
Anybody like us?
What do you mean? Anywhere? No. You got a doppelganger?
No, on the right.
Sounds like a porno film. The doppelganger.
Doppelganger. Sounds like a radar thing for rain or something.
Yeah.
Hey, now let's go to the doppelganger radar.
The Doppler 5000.
Looks like we're in for some showers today. This is some weather we've been having, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Beautiful summer.
It has been nice lately.
Has it been raining here in Windsor much?
In the city here? I couldn't tell you.
Why is that?
It has been raining, yeah. It was raining on Sunday, on and off.
Okay.
And we're taping the show Monday, and it's beautiful.
It's a beautiful day today. Mm-hmm. And the reason I ask, because the rain we get seems to be so sporadic.
I think the rain in Spain falls mainly in the plain.
That's what.
What is that anyway?
My Fair Lady.
Oh, okay.
Remember that
movie?
What
about her? Yeah, I know the movie. Old movie with Eva Gabora.
No.
I don't know who's in it.
Really famous actress.
Oh, My Fair Lady? Yeah. Isn't it not the one that went out with Frank Sinatra, Mel Torme?
She starred in
Mel Farrell
at Tiffany's.
Mia something or other?
No.
Oh, okay. I know the person you mean, but yeah. I can't recall who it is.
Me neither. We're too young.
That's right. We are both very young.
Do you want to do a show on old movies?
We should.
And their relevance in today's cinematography?
Speaking of old movies, or movies at all, I just realized that a drive-in theater opened up in the county somewhere. Tilbury. Have you been there? Did
yes,
you know about that?
I have been there. Wow. I haven't actually been there to watch a movie. Went there to check it out, talked to the owner for a little bit.
And why didn't you get an interview?
I did. We're going to use it on the drive-in
right
theater.
Right now, we're going to this interview.
We're not. Last night was a Dusk to Dawn.
Oh, very
Dusk
nice.
Dusk to Dawn.
Yes.
Marathon of movies. Mm-hmm. And I forget how much it costs, but that's a good plan because today being Monday, it is a holiday.
It's not much there anyway. It's like $10 or $12 for a Dusk to Dawn thing or a four movie thing or something.
It's usually a three movie thing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's
so I think
good.
They added another movie just to bring it up to the sunrise hour.
Wow.
I wonder if they have to wake anybody up before, they close the place. Okay, everybody, wake up. We're closing. You got to get out of here now. Last call for movies.
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody's sleeping in their cars at the drive-in theater.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Big JD, is your news out of this world or within the realms of the planet?
So far, within the realms of the... And it's cool that you mentioned the word realms because we're going to be talking about realms later on the show.
Realms.
Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Authorities were trying to determine a motive Monday for a bloody attack on a Sikh temple outside Milwaukee by an ex-army soldier who killed, they're saying, six people and critically injured three others. But I think... maybe somebody else died because I think there was seven people that were fatally.
So we got a guy who's a Sikh, which, they wear turbans and they usually have lots of hair on their face.
Yeah.
And he was an ex-military guy?
Oh, this guy was ex-military, yes.
So he just went ballistic.
I guess so. Wade Michael Page, 40, was shot dead by police at the scene. Hmm. At a news conference Monday, Oak Creek Police Chief John Edwards. John Edwards, isn't John Edwards?
He's a news guy.
Yeah, he but he's also the...
He was a VJ as well before that.
But who's the Edwards guy that was running for...
Well, John Edwards, yeah. President. The guy who got caught with his pants down or something.
Or whatever he was doing, yeah. Said Page was the only shooter and verified earlier reports that he was in the military from 1992 until 1998 when he received a general discharge.
General discharge, okay. Yeah. So he left on good terms. And people are just, I don't know what the deal is over there. Are we going to see more of this kind of stuff? We had the movie theater guy, which was the worst thing ever as far as shooting goes.
Well, I know locally they considered this an act of terrorism, but at the same time, I think that whether, you know, I mean, this was an attack of terrorism on a people that really, you know what I mean? You look at them and may stereotype and think that, you know, that they're like a terrorism group or something like that. But you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like they have nothing to do with anything that like that's all gone on Al-Qaeda and whatever. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. On September 11th, the definition of terrorism changed because that started the war on
which
terror.
Could be anybody now.
Well, yeah.
Terrorism. You or I could be a terrorist
Can
now.
Can we please go back to the old definition of terrorism, please? And we won't have a war on it because we'll be fighting people in our own country.
Well, they are
It'll
now.
Be a civil
that's
war.
That's what's going on now. And they are fighting. These are people fighting people in their own country, basically. I mean, they're not fighting amongst back and forth, but I mean, here's an American soldier, ex-soldier, you know what I mean?
Maybe he was set up. He was told to do this.
I would almost not doubt that.
So the government can clamp down more on the peeps.
Yeah. They made this, their big law with their, what was it? The NDAA stuff there. Yeah. And now they want to utilize that. They haven't been able to have enough activity with it, probably.
You're absolutely right.
Who knows? We never know.
And in the local realm, as far as news goes, Mary Spencer, she was our local white knight. No, that's not it. When there's a boxer in Great White Hope. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. She was a local boxer, and she was in the Olympics today. And she got a bye into the round she's in, and if she would have won this round, she would have been guaranteed to be getting some medal around her neck. However, she lost to China's Li Jinzi, who was a fighter she had already beat twice in the past. And there was a bunch of people gathered to watch the fight here in Windsor at a bunch of different locations. Mm-hmm. And it's sad that she didn't win, but we had some local representation. Way to go, Mary Spencer.
And curiosity landed on Mars. All right, what's the show on today?
Medieval times.
And it's spelt differently than you would think that it is.
It's spelt like no other word.
You would think like mid, M-I-D, evil.
Yeah, it's not but that at all. It's not
evil.
It's got
that E-I, isn't it? I before E, I-E. E before I.
Yeah, it's I-E.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it I-E? Med I-E?
I-E-V-A-L, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Huh.
Where does that come from, I wonder?
Well, it's a word that means of or relating to the Middle Ages, or very old-fashioned or primitive. I have to think that second definition came about later.
Primitive, though.
Primitive. It is primitive.
I guess it is, of sorts. But when you think of something primitive, you think of primate, like, you know, what are those people called from the dinosaur ages?
Cavemen.
Homo sapien cavemen. What was the name for them, though? Cabinum originumminens?
Yes, exactly. No, I something. Think of, yeah, I know. But I'm not going to think of what that is, but primitive means it doesn't have the, there's no social structure and stuff that is, you know. Like,
but there wasn't there in the medieval times? Different social structure, well, what I mean.
There was a social structure.
They didn't have Facebook or anything.
No, they didn't have Facebook. And they didn't really have
face-to-face.
They didn't have toilet paper either, which is kind of not good.
Yeah.
And a lot of things like dishwashers, they weren't there. And
wow, people must have been dirty.
Washing. Yeah, of course. It was a dirtier time. People lived with more dirt on
their
body.
They look pretty good and clean in the TV shows.
I know. they don't actually make it out.
That depict them.
Yes, exactly. But I think cleanliness didn't take such a high, you know, it wasn't as important. But a lot of people died of, what's that disease? Dysentery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dysentery.
So you know, unclean. Yeah, you got to be clean. You got to keep yourself, you know.
Keep your motor clean.
Keep your motor clean, exactly. And I'm sure a lot of women died of, you know, different kinds of ovarian cancers. And, you know, because, you know, who knows what kind of stuff was going on back then. That's primitive. You know, guys walking down the street and they see a woman on the road and they just pull her aside and have their way with them. That's primitive.
And really, I guess at that time, yeah, like the caveman days, bang them on the head with a big bat. That what they did? Drag them around? Club, yeah.
Yeah, a club.
They were called clubs back then.
And what was the name of the sisters?
Sisters?
Yeah, the sisters in the, there's a tune about the cavemen.
I don't know.
Reputed Abuda. It's not that.
Let down the, yeah, that's a whole other story. That was in that time though, wasn't it too? Lady Godiva and all that stuff?
I'm not sure. Yeah, sort of? It could have been. I think that could have been in the Renaissance, which is leading out of the medieval times.
Which was all a European thing, really, because what was going on over here?
Speaking of primitive, the Indians were just as primitive. You know, they're hunting and fishing, and they don't have any toilet paper.
But
I think that's the definition of primitive. Did you have toilet paper?
And that's a whole other life altogether. Indians in North America living so differently than...
These other people who were...
European times?
Yes. It's interesting that they lived... They coincided at the same, you know, it was happening at the same time. However, society and civilization was just a little more advanced in Europe. Mm-hmm. But there was still the primitive aspect of it, of course. You know, how you got your food. There was no food processing plants. There's no McDonald's down the road. It was, you're going fishing or you're going hunting and that's how you get your food. Or you're growing something in your garden, of course.
Right.
And most of the time, if you grew something, you grew it for somebody else. Unless you own the land, and if you own the land, you're not growing anything because the people are growing it for you. That was the whole
Of it looks like a fun time when you see it on TV series.
Well,
and
yeah,
movies and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
In much different light, for course.
Yeah. Battles and all that stuff, it looks pretty wild.
It did, it was pretty wild, I'm sure it was.
And medieval life, so different in Spain, Italy, France, England, Scotland, Ireland.
Exactly.
Kings, days of kings.
Yeah, kings who really were kings because they fought in many battles and they worked their way up and they were thought to be there because there was their divine right.
So did they get royal blood from anywhere else except for that?
No, royal blood was determined by the fact that you made it through, you know, you survived so many battles and you led so many men and you deserved to be king.
That's pretty amazing.
And then once you got that designation on you, usually from an uprising, you uprised against the current power. And then once you won, you were considered a king or a queen or whatever it was back in the days. And then your blood was thought to be royal because if you were like this, your kids are going to be just as awesome as you are. So your kid gets to be king as well. Mm-hmm. And that goes on until the people or an enemy comes in and takes over. And that was all it was. The fight for fertile land and good fishing grounds and good forests to build stuff. And, you know, it was all about getting the resources that you needed to build power within your area.
Right. And we're talking about the health aspects and things like that. And I'm not sure exactly how long people lived, but it couldn't have been very long at that time. And famine was a big fear of those people.
Exactly. If you grew something, you didn't necessarily know that you were going to be able to harvest your crop because the king who was, you know, who owned most of the land or one of his dukes or whatever, he could be off fighting somewhere you could just wake up one day and there could be an army flying through your farm.
Sure.
Just wake up and your wife's getting raped and your kids are getting stabbed and your next thing you know, you got nothing and you're just left out into the wind.
Pillaged.
Exactly. That's not a good thought to have. Like any day this could happen.
That's right. Yeah. And it's been said that malnutrition had always been present, but few actually died from malnutrition. But the cold and wet springs of summers of 13, 15, and 17 decimated crops and all classes of society did suffer.
Oh, well, yeah. Starting in 13, 15... that's when they say that that volcano erupted. I forget exactly what the name of the volcano was I'm not sure if you see it there in your notes, but in that time, there was a volcano and it affected the weather all across Europe. And it was known as a little mini ice age.
Right.
And that lasted for actually hundreds of years.
And that gave us the new Ice Age animated films, though.
No, there was no woolly mammoths wandering around the European landscape at that time. But there was a lot of famine at that time because the livestock couldn't eat because the stuff wouldn't grow.
And, I was going to say what happened was that people resorted to killing their draft animals and eating seed grain for food. Dogs and cats disappeared, and there were rumors of cannibalism.
Sure. When you're desperate, desperate times call for desperate measures.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Okay, we're back, and we're talking about medieval times on the show.
Mm-hmm. What about the part that played, the magic played, or sorcery and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of that was spawned, and it spread widely because there was a lack of faith, for one thing, and there was nothing really for the people to grasp onto, and a lot of people were taking advantage of people's fears. And of course, when there's fear, there's uncertainty, and when there's uncertainty, they'll grasp onto anything. So if you come along and say you're a sorcerer and you do all kinds of, you know, tricks or whatever, or, you know, you could do all kinds of things to make people believe that you have a special power. Mm-hmm. And I think that whole thing was it exploded back in those days because there was so much fear and so much uncertainty that the sorcery, magic and all that kind of stuff really took off.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. And, you know, the stories like Merlin and things like that, Merlin the Magician.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all the kings seem to have, aside from having their entertainment and the jesters and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
This kind of, it seemed like a pretty neat time, like as far as storytelling and things like that, you know what I mean?
Well, that's all they had. They didn't have radios, they didn't have TV, so it was just basically stories that.
But even now, I like the history of it is pretty amazing and filled with such wild stories and magic and the dragons.
Dragons, yeah. See, dragons is another.
Were there dragons that blew fire?
Was there? I don't think so.
But no,
that was just one of the things that was like mythical. The mythology was really running rampant as well.
And, yeah.
And you could go out to war and come back and tell all kinds of stories. Because, you know, you've traveled many miles and came back and you come back to your village or you come back to your town and you tell all the people these stories about fire-breathing dragons and how you beat them down and stuff like that.
Isn't that a time, do you think, when religion and those mythical things and, I guess on the side of spirituality and things were more, sort of more equal than like now it's all seems to be religion based. And if you believe in any other things and unexplained phenomena of the paranormal or anything like that, right. It's like, you know, you're kind of shunned for it.
Right. Whereas back then you were not shunned. If you're into religion, I think you were killed for the most part because the kings and the people in power do not want to know of another power that's greater than them, especially when they were given the power from some other source, an unworldly source. So if you believed in something else.
But eventually wasn't religion a big part of all that?
Eventually, yeah. I think once the Renaissance came about, which led the people out of the Middle Ages and into a more civilized time.
We're civilized now that we have religion.
I think it adds some kind of order, and I think that the people who were in power wanted some more order and keep the people in line.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
All right, what do you got for us this morning,
Big JD? The tune we're playing this morning is Black Knight from David T. Chastain. And we played with David Chastain back in the day. Amazing guitarist. I don't know if you're familiar with
him. Yeah, he was in a band, wasn't he?
Well, it was Chastain.
Oh, that was just the name of the band?
Yeah, and then he did solo work and stuff like that. David Chastain.
Lives for the head of the team. She plans
Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, something I mentioned earlier during our news segment, and it was just in passing, really, because we didn't have as much time back then as we do now in Tech Talk to talk about.
It's
Curiosity. It was the rover Curiosity.
And are you curious about the rover that's named Curiosity?
Well, I know a little bit about it. I mean, I know how they got it there and that they had a 7-minute window for it to actually land. And the heat was like 1600 degrees or something like that, hitting the front of the shield as this thing came into Mars's atmosphere. And
wow, 16,000 degrees.
And the way that they brought it down was by a crane. Was dropping the thing slowly to the surface. It was pretty incredible that I was expecting, and I watch like nightly, whatever it is with, not Gumball, but the other guy. Anyways, I was watching that actually this morning from last night, and it hadn't happened yet. So then when I checked on the internet and it showed that, you know, the rover did land, I was very surprised that they actually were able to do it.
Mission controllers at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory near Los Angeles burst into applause and cheered as they received signals relayed by a Mars orbiter confirming that the rover had survived a make-or-break descent and touchdown within its landing zone. NASA described the feat as perhaps the most complex achieved in robotic spaceflight.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty...
And there's two things about that. One is that I was very surprised that it happened. And that they were able to pull it off because, I mean, I know a lot of money was spent on it and everything.
$2.5 billion.
Yeah. And so I thought two things about that. One thing was the fact that I didn't think that it was going to happen because there was just such a small margin for error.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And then the other thing is I'm thinking, you know, maybe they probably have the capabilities to do just about anything that we don't even know about. And this is like nothing to them, maybe. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Why didn't they send a person? How long does it take to get there?
So
who wouldn't go 2 or 3 years to Mars? Would you go?
No.
No? Why
That's
not?
A little too long to be
Even
all
if I went with you?
Then we'd go crazy for sure.
Space madness. You ever watch Ren and Stimpy?
Yes. Okay. You know you're not coming back. How do you get
what
back?
What do you mean you're not?
How do you get back?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. How do you get back from the moon?
How do you get back? Well, they had, they blasted off. And
there
supposedly
you go. So we blast off from there. Another $2.5 billion.
Yeah. You hate to be that far away and not be able to get back. Like,
well, I guess, yeah.
Because you're at the moon. I think that they must have had...
Staring at Earth for the rest of your days.
Exactly. So you know that someone can come and save you. You're hoping, right?
Right, yeah.
But I guess that's not what happened in a lot of situations because there was one of the Apollo missions that was really close as far as the dudes not making it back, right? There was a movie about it... Ron Howard directed it, Apollo right. something or other.
Yeah.
And those dudes almost didn't make it back. And back then, I guess they didn't have a plan B to go fetch these guys out of space. You'd think they would, though. Let's just boost another rocket up there and hook up.
Well, so now they have a rover that is still there and I guess still operating.
Oh, yeah. It's going to travel.
The old one, though, I mean.
Oh, the old one. Yeah. I think it's done, though.
It was supposed to be done a long time ago and it just kept going.
Yeah, it kept going, yeah.
This one... again, you know, experiments and testing and things like that, looking for water more than anything, I guess, or,
kinds of geological, more and, scientific experiments for sure.
A better conclusion of some kind that there was actually water.
Oh, we know that there was water there for sure. Cause there was, we see, you know,
or the other things, carbon and, what's
nitrogen
the other?
And hydrogen, all the main, ingredients for life.
Yeah.
So I think we know that at some point. There was water there or something, you know, some
version of water. And I wonder to what degree life had been on Mars. Oh, here we go again. Oh, no. Wonder if that has anything to do with it. Look at that waveform. That's what it is.
Sounds like a rover landing on Mars.
Yeah, yeah. Is that what they sound like?
No, I have no idea what they sound like.
I saw the first picture. It was black and white. It was a shadow of it and black and white picture, a little bit of the ground, a little bit of the shadow of it.
It's going to be cool once it starts traveling around. And
landed in the afternoon.
Okay.
Nice afternoon landing on Mars. So
I don't know.
Pretty cool technology and tech talk.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
And our quote this week comes from, this comes from Wojciech Jaruzelski. And it's he or she says that, thank goodness we don't live in medieval times when people fought wars over ideas.
Yes, because now we fight wars over what? Water and oil and drugs.
Yeah, just wars are being fought over as dumb things now.
Actually, wars aren't even fought over things now. Wars are just started because we need to...
For economy and...
To fund the, what do they call it? The military complex.
Yeah.
Industrial complex, sorry. The military industrial complex. We fight wars for that one reason. Mm-hmm. The banks lend money to this complex and the banks need to make money because they run the world. And so we're not fighting wars over ideas anymore. And we just talked about war, what they fought wars for. There was some that were fought for ideas, but really it was about the resources that were available to the Europeans back in medieval times. Mm-hmm. They wanted more land and, you know, just wanted, people were power hungry back then, just as they are now.
Sure. And now we have the means, though, to destroy the entire planet if things get really carried away.
Well, I think we're just slowly destroying the entire planet as it is anyway, but...
Well, that's true. But
pity the fools who are still here in 5, 6,
maybe
7,
rather 8. It be from something else than having all your limbs blown off somehow, or you know what I mean?
Well, that is a way to go, right?
It is, yeah.
And speaking of a way to go, we got to get out of here.
All right, let's go.
Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya.
We hope you have a great day and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.